USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden celebrating a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since taking office in January. Biden yesterday visiting the CDC. He explains why it's such an important achievement.
Because this is the United States of America, for God's sake. There's nothing we cannot do when we do it together. And that's what you're showing everybody.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci, among those saying it's too soon to declare victory.
About 23% of the country has at least one vaccine. About 12 to 13% are fully vaccinated. We've got to get that up a bit higher before we start pulling back on some of these public health measures.
Dr. Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago when they thought they were turning a corner. A German official saying yesterday, though, that cases are rising at an exponential rate, and another lockdown could be announced as soon as Monday ahead of a possible third wave of infections. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
While in Atlanta to visit the CDC yesterday, President Biden and Vice President Harris also meet with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. Eight people killed in the mass shooting, six of them Asian women. Harris seems to lay some of the blame on former President Trump.
For the last year, we've had people in positions of incredible power scapegoating Asian Americans. People with the biggest pulpits spreading this kind of hate.
Harris, part Asian American, she says she understands how the recent violence has frightened and shocked and outraged so many in the community. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials, China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new germ-killing spray being tested in space. Here's Wendy King.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. NASA already has determined from previous experiments that microbes, especially bacteria, grow more readily in the microgravity of orbit. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. Walker and three other astronauts are scheduled to return home with the samples in sealed containers during the second week of May in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
TMZ revealing today what it calls troubling evidence from Tiger Woods' car crash. Law enforcement sources tell the website that investigators don't believe Tiger hit the brakes, and there's no evidence he took his foot off the gas pedal during last month's crash in California. Evidence also indicates he was speeding. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.